Welcome back to another Hilchos Shabbos. Here we are continuing the halachos of Dosh, and specifically the halachos of Shechita. The halacha is, in Shulchan Aruch, that Shvug Eimen Kanchaba. You now use a sponge on Shabbos because of the problem of Shechita. And the Paiskim say that after we learned that the Isser Shechita Seyar, which means that here, even though it doesn't absorb water, since it looks like Shechita when you squeeze it out, therefore there's an Isser Shechita by here. So the same thing goes for a sponge. Even though a sponge is not made out of material that absorbs, it's made out of synthetic material, still, there's an issa schita by a sponge where the fibers are close together, and if you squeeze it out, water comes out. There is an issa schita by such a sponge. And therefore, the Paiskim say that a steel wool is also to use on Shabbos. Why? Because steel wool, even though it doesn't really absorb, but since the water gets trapped between the fibers, it's very close together, therefore it's also to use steel wool on Shabbos, similar that it's also to use here, it's a derabanan, but just like you can't squeeze it here on Shabbos, you cannot squeeze a sponge, even though it's made out of synthetic material. Now, they have these Shabbos sponges, they some of them have a hechsher, and say it's mutter to use on Shabbos. Now it depends. If it's a type of sponge that has these fibers that are very spread apart, and the water gets trapped between the fibers, and when you squeeze it, the water doesn't come flying out, so that's not a problem with shechita. For example, if they're spread apart, so all happens, all the water right away falls out of it, then when all the lands are being a little moist, but nothing gets squeezed out of it. In such a case, it's not a problem of shechita. And like the Belsky says in Sefer Shulchan Alev, he writes, Mutu l'shtameish b'mavresha sa'asla regilis, he'll have to use a toilet sponge. Kivin she'ein tshoiver shemayim, no water gathers there. Be'in zeb, no shechita over there. That's what Rabelsky says in the Tshuva. Rav Shmuel Kamenetsky, on the other hand, writes, he says, Svoga also mekibot schute plastic. He says, you have a plastic sponge, but it's made out of a mesh. The halacha is, he says, you know, English tamish be'al mechitza kelim v'shabbos. You cannot use it. You can't use steel wool, he brings down. You cannot use it. And thirdly, the Shmir Shabbos Kilchasa brings down that you cannot use a sponge on Shabbos. Ella M. Kaney writes, Hamavareshes, the sponge, Yibalas, Cyrus, Shasuis, Chermis, and Seti. First of all, it's be synthetic. Second of all, Inna Cyrus, Tzvuhu, Sabre. They're not close together. Also, miyachid for Shabbos because you don't want to be over the bechayil. So, therefore, these three tonight, we're allowed to use a Shabbos sponge. First of all, it's a special Shabbos sponge. Number two, it's very spread apart. And number three is that it's made of synthetic material. So, it's bothering me. In some svarim, it says you're not allowed to use any Shabbos sponges. And others say you could use it if it's spread apart. I went to ask Rabbi Felder what he holds. Rabbi Felder said most of these sponges are not allowed to be used. He told me that they sent to Rudolf Feinstein one of these sponges with a hechsher. And he said, no, this is a problem with shechita. You cannot use such a sponge. So therefore, halacha lemaisa, a person should not use a sponge where, even if it's made of synthetic material, special Shabbos sponge, if it's meshed together, if the fibers are close together, and when you squeeze it, water comes out, then that is a problem of shechita, and you should not use such a sponge. You should only use a sponge if the fibers are very spread apart, and there happens to be there's a maila if it has a handle, because as the Machlokes Rishonim, if a sponge has a handle, it might be mutter because of the handle. We don't paskin like that, Ravid, but you can use it as a tzirif. So if this Shabbos sponge, first of all, has fibers spread apart, and it has a handle, it's definitely better to use such a Shabbos sponge. The old Shabbos sponges, taka look like that, they had a handle with fibers coming out, spread apart, that's definitely better as a Shabbos sponge. Same thing goes for toothbrush. A toothbrush, the reason why you can't use it is because the problem is shechita. The bristles are very close together, and water comes squeezing out, therefore it's a problem of shechita. But if it's very, very spread apart, like some of the Shabbos toothbrush, then it's fine. But you have to make sure that it's spread apart, and then it could be used on Shabbos.